I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Cheering crowds greeted Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad when he touched down today in Lebanon. It's the Iranian president's first state visit to Lebanon, the multi-sectarian country, and it's bolstering the morale of those Lebanese who back the militant Shiite group Hezbollah. But Hezbollah has many rivals in Lebanon, and they view Ahmadinejad's trip with suspicion. They accuse Iran of meddling in their country's internal affairs. Los Angeles Times Middle East correspondent Borzu Dergahi is in Beirut, where, as he says, there are many reasons Ahmadinejad has support.
There's a certain segment that admires his defiance of the U.S., his rhetoric against Israel, the calls for the destruction of Israel have captivated some in the Arab world, including in Lebanon. But largely in Lebanon, he's feeding off of the charisma and the support of Hezbollah, the Shiite political organization and militia led by Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah. He has a real finger on the pulse of the Shiite community in Lebanon, Nasrallah does. And it was his calls to support Ahmadinejad and his calls for people to come out into the streets and meet him at the airport and this massive organization of students who go to Hezbollah schools, scouts who are basically members of the Hezbollah Boy Scouts, the security teams that were out there in full force. It was that created this rapturous welcome.
Did you say that Hezbollah has Boy Scouts?
Yeah, the Mahdi Scouts, they're called. I mean, they have a whole massive social organization on multiple levels. They have clinics, they have security forces, they have their own fiber optic network. They control huge swaths of the country on the ground. So when someone as powerful as Nasrallah says, okay, guys, let's show this guy a real welcome, you know they're going to come out.
Well, they have apparently come out, and they continue to through his visit here. We should mention also that one of the reasons they're out, presumably, is that Iran provides a massive amount of financial and military backing for Hezbollah, a group, Hezbollah, that the United States considers a terrorist organization, and a group which appears to be priming itself for a fresh war with Israel. In this case, is this considered by the rest of Lebanon, as it is by President Obama, as a provocative visit on the part of Iran's president?
It is absolutely considered a provocative visit by many segments of the Lebanese population. The so-called pro-U.S., Western-backed, Saudi-aligned March 14th coalition, the rank and file, definitely views this as a provocation.
Well, power there in Lebanon is shared among Shiites and Sunnis, Christians and Druze political camps, grouped roughly into a pro-Western Saudi Arabian-backed faction. And then there's the Iranian and Syrian allied camp that is led, as you say, by Hezbollah. Does this visit by Iran's president tip the balance in any way?
Some people might wish it would, but things in the Middle East have a very strange way of not working out the way people intend them to. I think there is a message that Ahmadinejad is trying to send that, you know, Hezbollah is our friend and we support them, so don't mess with them. And so Ahmadinejad's visit is an attempt to tell other Lebanese factions, you better watch it. But whether that's going to work, I don't know. I don't see how it could work. And, you know, Ahmadinejad is, you know, pretty good at failed gambits like this.
Thank you very much. Los Angeles Times Middle East correspondent Borzu Dergahi speaking to us from Beirut. Thanks, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure.